Now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. 43-year-old Emilia Ramon was born in Ponce, Puerto Rico. She was recently invited to the StoryCorps Atlanta booth by her youngest son, 15-year-old Juan Jose, to talk about how they felt every time her free-spirited mom flew the coop, leaving her to be raised by her old-school grandparents.
My brother took it very, very hard every time she left, because he saw something in her that I just couldn't see. Because she didn't raise me. I didn't see her as a mom. I saw her more as a sister. So what I did is just, you know, in my mind, I always think that she did me a favor by living with my grandmother. One day I was very sad. I don't even really know what year or what time, but I was upset that everybody had a mom but me. And my aunt, she's also my godmother. She asked me who she was. And I said, you're my aunt and my godmother. And she said, so I'm your mother too, right? And I said, yes. And she said, who is that? So she looked at my grandmother and I said, well, she's my grandmother and my mom because she raised me. And she says, so let me tell you something. Some people can bear children, but they're not meant to be mother. And the best thing that a person can do is do what she did. This is your loving family. And from that day on, I saw myself as lucky.
Like, what are some things you did with your grandma and your grandparents? Is she the one who taught you how to cook?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Oh, I couldn't do anything in the kitchen with her. I had to just watch from the door because my grandfather was picky and he didn't like anybody touching the food while was prepared by my grandmother. But they were, I would say, old style. Everything they did was teaching you how to be a wife. They groom you to it from your child to when you're grown up.
Was that weird? Like,
it was weird because I was kind of a rebel. I questioned everything. And my grandfather, although he was like what we call macho in my country, that he has that mentality that women should be at home and only men should be working, he actually encouraged me to study. Because he thought that if I get married and my husband was not a good husband, I needed to have a way to support myself. Which was weird because it contradicted his belief. And then because I always questioned everything, he had this, we call it tertulias, which he was there. We would sit down and discuss a theme. We talk about politics, economics, religion. And when I said discuss, I'm like, kind of putting it lightly, but we will argue about something so passionately that people will think we were actually arguing or mad at each other. But we were not. We were just arguing about points of view. But I grew up in a loving family. My uncle said one day, look around, Emilia. What did you see? I said, my neighbors. And he said, no, you see poor people that they don't know they're poor and they look so happy. And it was true. So I felt always lucky.
That was Emilia Ramon talking with her youngest son, Juan Morales. The story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the Atlanta StoryCorps booth. If you've been meaning to book a time with a friend or a loved one, you can. You can learn more at wabe.org/StoryCorps.